Look, many, many jobs that we've had in the past no longer here. Robots and automation have taken over where once the human hand was a part of it. And that seems to be a trend that is not going to go away. Well, somebody that has got some thoughts on that from the REA Group, their chief inventor, he's been working for the last 2.5 decades right across all sorts of inventions, is their chief inventor, Nigel Dalton. Good morning, Nigel. I guess automation, it really is here to stay, but it kind of always has been, hasn't it?
Yeah, you're right. This is a 50-year change over time. I think the numbers that really struck me were in the United States when the number of hairdressers outranked the number of steel workers, and that was the late 1960s. So a shift from the manual labour to service economy to whatever comes next is what Australia is dealing with today.
Yeah, and like we said, it's not going away, but look, what impact is automation having on workers? I guess like those jobs that are no longer here, but certainly we're having to saddle alongside technology and becoming part of our everyday job, isn't it? Because the actual roles that we're having changes, they change too.
Yeah, think of jobs as, rather than when you say jobs are getting stolen by robots, it becomes quite emotive. I like to break it down into tasks that people do within their jobs. The typical job is made up dozens of different tasks. In some of those cases, they're better done by an algorithm or a bit of code or an actual physical robot. And it's just a matter of the fear of the unknown of how you're going to fill up that hour you spent doing that filing task, reading that document. And I think what's really interesting now is our longer history has been blue-collar jobs getting interrupted and substituted by machines. And you know, I spent my early working years in the coal mining industry, for example, and was dealing with the impact on workers, mine closures in New Zealand from longwall mining machines and new technologies at ports and those kind of things, which I know are part of your audience's world.
For sure.
Nowadays, it's pretty much equal slather, the white-collar world, the service world, the retail world. All of those jobs are equally able to be disrupted by technology, and so we're all in it together in that sense, and we've got to go back and rely on some great traits around inventing new tasks to do.
I guess the thing is everybody has to work somewhere, otherwise unemployment just continues to rise and there's all the social problems that happen there. But it is a case of striking that balance, isn't it, with just removing those jobs that, like you said, a robot or a piece of automation can do, or those tasks rather, but finding replacement work for everybody to do that's certainly going to be equal in the pay packet but equal in the number of people we need to do those jobs.
Yeah, well, America saw this decades ago, of course, as steel workers and construction workers transitioned into working in McDonald's and working in call centres. That's just not going to suit everyone. That's not a brilliant idea. And what we have to do is look at the capabilities of people and find places to redeploy them to where they can use it. You know, they're brilliant. I mean, literally in New Zealand in the 80s, when I was first starting work, we were having to close coal mines. We didn't have markets for our coal in that case. I think Australia stole them all. And
we beat you at that one.
You did. It's got a bit of scale on it. And we focused heavily on what were the capabilities of those people. And they were amazing people, those coal miners. They could get up at 4:30 in the morning and be at work working in a team at 5:30. Attention to safety, they innovative and solving problems and physical labour, and they were able to find work when you thought of them in that way as to what their skills and capabilities were in dozens of other industries. And nowadays I think the trend is more to think about entrepreneurial opportunities. What could they start up? Because nowadays, you know, you don't have to tinker in the shed. You can tinker on the internet, have an idea for a better way of joining two hose pipes together or whatever it is, 3D print that, have it made at your local TAFE or those kind of places who've got the tools, 3D print it and sell it to the internet. You've got millions of customers at your doorstep instead of, you know, just the hundreds in a small town, for example.
I think that's the way we're all going to have to move into the future. It's not going away, and for the most part, it's kind of making our lives a little bit easier, unless, of course, you're about to lose your job to a robot, of course. Thanks for sharing a little bit of your experience with us this morning, Nigel. Have a great day.
Thanks. See you.
The effects of automation from the chief inventor with the REA Group, Nigel Dalton, this morning. And like I said, it's always been around, and it's a case of the entire economy being able to switch and shift gears, I guess, and move on to the next phase, whatever that may be.